if you really want to know what to do, I can tell you exactly what to do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to at least 10 people you know don't vote, period. Regardless, it's Republican, Democrat, what have you. You're going to go to all those 10 people and ask them what lost them. Ask them if they have been habitual voters. Ask them whether they've ever voted, or ask them if they voted and gave up, okay? And then you're going to ask them why. What lost them? Why don't they want to participate in this system any longer? That's your first round of questioning, okay? Second round of questioning. What are they struggling with right now? What are some things that they're struggling with? And to be clear, I do not want you to pinpoint specific policies. I want you to listen to them, to what they are telling you. If they're telling you food is too much, if they're telling you they can't afford their medication, if they're telling you they can't afford their rent, their housing costs, it's going to require you utilize plain language with them and distill what they are saying, what they're struggling with, into policies that you want to see reflected. And do this in your neighborhoods. Do this in your area. Do this with people that you know and know you. Okay? Trust needs to be built. What would bring them back? Ask them what would bring them back, right? Why do they disengage? Why do they no longer want to invest their time, money, and hope into a system that has not given or delivered any of the policies that they want? And those things, all the things that they said, distill that into policy, right? Then you're going to get together with other friends that have done this, and you're going to start collating which are the top 3 to 5 things that people are most angry about with this party, with the state of this country, with their own and meeting their own needs. Okay? Once you have decided what those policies are, you need to harass these motherfuckers into adopting them. And do not acquiesce the first second they give you a wink or a little smile or a little meme that you like. Hold them to it. But don't just hold them to it in the future. Don't just let them promise shit. Start developing guides and records of every single way that the politicians around you, from the local to the federal level, have voted on those issues, wherever that data is available. And give them scorecards. All of them scorecards. Because we've forgotten that we can hold these people to policies that they've already backed or haven't backed. At every turn, they should know that somebody is watching them, at the very least.